Welcome back. Well, with over 10 years of financial services experience, the anticipated appointment of Basani Maluleke as Chief Executive Officer of African Bank has taken effect. She's the first black female to head a commercial bank in the country and has been an integral part of executing African Bank's turnaround strategy. Basani joins us in studio now to discuss the bank's direction and the strategy under her leadership. Thanks so much, Basani, for joining us today. So right at the top, I say there, first black female CEO of a South African commercial bank. What does that mean to you? Should it mean anything?
Absolutely. I think just looking at how much excitement and pride and just joy that is elicited in just ordinary South Africans across the country, both across different races, age groups, etc. I mean, clearly people are so proud of this achievement. It's people feel more hopeful and believe that transformation is happening. So I think if we've achieved nothing else except that, I think it's a really good thing.
Well, you're 16 days into the job as CEO, but of course you've been a part of African Bank as a non-executive for over 10 years. You took over the group executive position for operations in 2017. So having been part of executing African Bank's turnaround strategy, is it paying off as envisaged?
I think it's a little bit too early to tell as yet. There are certain parts of our strategy that are doing really well. So, for example, a key part of our strategy is to diversify the product range. So, as you'll recall, one of the reasons that the bank failed in the first place is because it was a one product house, mm-hmm. right? They only did personal loans. So a big part of our strategy is to diversify away from that. And we started selling investment products, savings and investment products into the market last year. We've seen a really impressive take up from what we'd anticipated. And I think that's really showing good momentum, and we'll be able to report some really strong figures when we do our interims in May. So I think that's really very good. In addition to that, we've just launched for the first time for African Bank, a transactional banking account. Mm-hmm. So our staff started using that on the 4th of April, which is also our second anniversary since coming out of curatorship. So that's out. We've also seen a great, strong take-up of our staff of that product. They've started playing with it and enjoying it. And the intention is for them to start using it and to give us feedback so we can refine the product, develop the product a bit more, get some learnings around how to better manage it, what the right operating model is for it. So when we launch at the end of the year, it's something that we really think is compelling and will give our competitors a run for their money.
Of course, the ultimate aim is to reposition African Bank into that competitive retail into a competitive retail bank. And
That's
while
right.
2016 marked the year of building fixing up your balance sheet, I should say, 2018 marks this move into transactional banking. What kind of risk do you start taking on amidst this transformation again as you focus on building up your balance sheet?
Which is really interesting, right? Because I was just talking to the CEO of Sabric this afternoon. I think one of the biggest risks that any bank is facing right now is cyber risk. And I think the more that we start the strategy towards becoming a digital bank, that becomes more and more of a risk. And I think it's all the things that are unknown. Because cyber risk is reasonably new and it changes all the time and the players are smarter than all the banks put together, right? It is something that we are very, very aware of. We've invested quite heavily in our cyber security systems and in the teams that manage it for us. So that's something that we're very, very well aware of. But again, I think for us to become a digital bank, you know, you're going to have to take on that risk and manage it carefully.
Well, what about balance sheet risk? And I ask the question because you did become very conservative on your credit at the expense of new business, and that to see your credit loss ratio drop. So does this transformation start to see you a shift there, or not just yet?
So we actually are now starting to see a flattening of our balance sheet, but not only that, we're starting to see a nice growth in our balance sheet. So look, it's all very small numbers at the moment. We still need to get to a point where we start seeing really strong growth. But you're right, we absolutely needed to make those decisions around tightening our risk policies, our credit policies, to ensure that we get the right customers on board. And what's very encouraging at the moment as well is that we're starting to see that about 34% of the customers month on month are new to bank customers. So we're starting to see that there is a transformation in terms of how people are seeing the bank, in terms of who comes into the bank. And I think that's what's going to really help us to drive our growth and secure our balance sheet growth.
Right now, we've got Deloitte facing a public disciplinary hearing into its audit work for African Bank ahead of its 2014 collapse. And, despite the red flags, we had Deloitte express this clean audit, which according to the IRBA was incorrect, in its audit clearance. How would you rate where corporate governance at the bank now sits?
So you can imagine, having just come out of curatorship, our board is very actively involved. I mean, Louis von Zerner, who's our chairman, is probably like the chief doyen of governance, right? So if anything, we probably, the pendulum has swung in the opposite direction, and we're very strong corporate governance. If you look at our board, it's made up of people who have deep experience, not only in banking, but also in technology, as well as other fields that are related to commerce. So we have a very, very strong board, and that's supported by very strong committees, which are not only chaired by the management team, but we've also put people into our committees who are just experts in the field. So for example, we have one of the heads of the credit bureaus who helps us with our model risk committee. So I think I'm very comfortable that insofar as governance is concerned, we shouldn't have the same challenges, we shouldn't face the same challenges that face the old bank. But I think the challenge for us is making sure that we stop being associated with bank failures and start having a story about our growth, which I think we're starting to see, and that's what I'm going to be trying to drive.
Because as we go on this journey. Because, of course, we now have this case of VBS where, you know, money has effectively been stolen under the eyes of its auditors, and a lot of criticism has surfaced about how toothless some of our regulatory powers are in South Africa. Having gone through this entire curatorship process seemingly successfully, as you highlight, do you think authorities have a rigor, because the fear is that regulatory oversight in South Africa is dwindling?
You know, it's something I worry about quite profoundly, because I do think that our audit profession is in crisis. And I do think something needs to be done. I heard the CEO of Uber this afternoon, who's the audit regulator, talking about the fact that we need to have a conversation about what it is that auditors are supposed to give, what assurance are they giving, what the public expects, and do we need to have a bit of a auditing 101 conversation to ensure that we all understand what they're supposed to be doing. But I do think that the audit profession needs to start driving a conversation about how it will rebuild trust in ordinary people and in the public at large. But I actually think our institutions at large are very strong. I think the oversight role of the SARB, who is our biggest regulator, obviously, is strong. They've just launched their Twin Peaks model, and we have high expectations of what that will do in terms of reforming the regulatory environment.
Okay, well, let's leave it there. Basani, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. It was Basani Moleleke, who's a newly appointed CEO of African Bank.